This is episode 12 of Anon, your anime online podcast.
ビルの窓にいつ空の彼方を目指す鳥のように I will go to any place くだらない明日に まだ何かを求めてんだ ラベル貼って確かめてみても 不鮮明な絆は飲め
Guys, we're back for episode 12.
Yep. Episode 12, which is bound to be good because we've done so much preparation.
Booyah!
And as you probably have noticed, our second promo is up. It is godly. So you should all...
This is God.
No, it's not God. Yeah, we actually had to communicate to God. So please give our second promo a listen. I hope you all think it's cool and it's better than the first promo.
And for you fellow podcasters out there, you should play our promo. Or at least, you know, play our promo.
Or you'll go to hell.
Yes, because God, you know, God doesn't like people who doesn't like our podcast.
No, but we're not religiously affiliated. So not very religious, are we?
No, not really.
No. Anywho, on with words with episode 12. Since this isn't even episode, we're doing news.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so, and also, major updates to the website.
Yes, how major is major?
I mean, I was thinking about changing the whole full theme, color-wise and whatnot. But I was thinking, no, I like her theme. It's nice and simplistic. Yeah. I'm going to change the image. Because the Toronto skyline is...
But it represents who we are.
Torontonians, yes, you're right.
Torontonians.
But we're an anime podcast. We have to have some sort of anime melange.
Toronto is a pretty otaku city.
That is true. Yeah. It is. We have some big, you know, anime stuff here. You know?
Yeah, we're at a loss. But
not like California or New York. It's funny how New York just comes out of the blue and just is huge.
We are the big anime apple.
Even Vancouver is bigger than us.
Vancouver is bigger.
It's because they're closer to Japan than we are.
Oh, that's by 4 hours. Goody. Anywho, we're off onwards to the news.
We have news.
We have news, yeah.
Lots of news.
Yeah, if you guys are getting impatient, sorry.
Might I say a godly amount?
I think we had enough of those jokes.
Enough God jokes?
The first one is about the Helsing manga. Which had its long ass run.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know it was still going on. I thought it ended a while ago.
The Helsing manga has gone on for 11 years and it's finally died. Well, ends. Because the author, Kota Hirono, he has decided that, I'm gonna do something else in the new year. So, yeah, Helsing's gonna be over.
Screw you, bitches. Screw you, bitches.
by the way, Dark Horse will publish the 9th volume.
Wait, how many volumes
actually, I think they should have published it last month.
How many volumes are there?
Dark Horse will publish 9. ADV.
That's something else. But how many volumes have there been so far? Like, in an 11-year run, we've had, like, what, dozens?
For Helsing?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Dozens.
A lot.
No, we just click on Helsing, like, somewhere here.
But Helsing has... Gone on for a long time, and actually, Sven, did you read Helsing at all?
I watched Helsing, like the original
you
TV.
You watched Helsing?
The original TV. It was good. The ending sucked, but it was still good. And then, I was thinking, there has to be more than this, and I kind of just gave up. And then the new Ultimate sets came out, like the OVA and all that other stuff. Dude, that is insane.
Helsing has been, like, released. Actually, there's only 9 volumes.
No, the last one hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. volumes.
So well, he released it last year, the last volume? No,
yeah, because Helsing has been like on and off.
Yeah, no, there hasn't been really a regular release date. Release.
Like, you have the first volume released in 98, the second volume is in 99, third volume is in 2000. So it makes sense. It's kind of like a year per volume kind of thing. That really sucks for people who are waiting.
Well, I think it's like on a bi-monthly chapter release.
Chapter release, yeah.
And then they combine into a volume at the end of the year.
Yeah. So I guess that makes sense. You don't expect authors to be releasing an entire volume by in a month.
Authors release chapters. Like, I know Bleach and Naruto release every week, but that's just because they're Bleach and Naruto.
It's something that sometimes we forget, since we're in North America and we get them by volumes.
Not
instead
by chapters.
Of Japan, where you're waiting for the chapter kind of thing. So yeah, Helsing's done.
On to the next piece of article. Samurai 7, adapted to a stage play.
So, also Tetsujin 28, which is also Gigantor, which
robots.
Is its American name. It's some robot anime back from like the 60s or 70s. And yeah, it's going to be a stage play. And yes, Samurai 7 also, yeah, it's going to be a stage play. And like the Ghost in the Shell director, Mamoru Oshii,
mm-hmm.
who is too famous for his own good, and also the Prince of
individual.
And also the Prince of Tennis actors, like the Prince of Tennis people from
live action,
from the stage play, the Prince of Tennis musical. Yes.
How do you play tennis on stage?
How do?
Wouldn't you
no,
do like
you
sound
just,
effects?
You just hold the racket and you start singing and dancing.
Well, no. But then you have to be like in the actual game mode. You just like you go up to serve and you throw up like a claw and then you smash. You have sound effects.
Smash, but Oshii, actually this will be Oshii's first stage thing that he's done. Like, he's only directed anime movies. And I don't know, how do you direct an anime movie?
How would you direct a regular movie?
Yeah, but you're talking voice actors and actresses, which I don't know if it's easier or harder. Like, you have to listen more than look. So,
well, the animation.
Well,
anime,
then
right?
You have to focus on the animation, of course. But yeah, Tetsujin 28, Samurai 7, they're going to be stage plays. Samurai 7 will run in Tokyo from November 14th to 24th. And the other ones, Tetsujin 28, will open in Tokyo in January. And also will go to Osaka in February.
Sweet. So it'll never come to Canada.
So it'll never come here, no. Well, they're plays, screenplays.
Yeah, true.
So we have no idea what's going on.
Stage plays.
This is something that actually will come to us,
Emma!
Though. Evangelion 2.0. The film is set for an early summer release, early summer of 2009 release in Japan. The first movie, the Evangelion 1.0, You Are Alone, or You Are Not Alone.
Are these coming to North American, or?
Well, it's because it always gets released in Japan first.
Obviously.
Japan. So 2.0 is You Can Advance or You Cannot Advance. It will open in Japan in 2009. Later on, probably, it'll come over. Maybe. Well, probably not on the big screen, but on DVD.
Because if I remember correctly, Evo 1.0 was just a retelling of the first 6 episodes of the Evo series. I mean, digitally remastered, looking better, looking newer. Some scenes were cut in. They called it You Are, in quotation marks, You Are Alone or You Are Not Alone. And then two
a twist
will be the next 6 episodes, I think.
Which is You Can't Advance, You Cannot Advance.
Which has Asuka.
Asuka!
Asuka? Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Personally, I'm not
too familiar with the Eva series.
It's a great series.
I know, I'm going to get burned at the stake for that.
No, but see, it's an awesome show. You should watch it.
I know, I probably should. There's a lot of shows I should watch.
You should, yeah.
But like, Eva 1 made over 2 billion yen.
It's like $20 million.
Which is $20 million US.
And it
sold over 600,000 copies on DVD. So therefore, there's high expectations for EVA 2.
Well, I mean, it can't fail. It has. It's
it can't
not,
fail?
I mean, it's not veering too far off the original, so you kind of know what you're getting.
Yeah.
In advance kind of thing, right?
That could work. Well, I think that would work in its favor. For sure. Next item is Red Garden and NHK will be ending in boxes, the single DVDs. So the people who did start buying Red Garden or NHK, you guys are kind of screwed.
Oh, they got fucked in the ass.
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Well, I guess that's a blunt way of putting it, a very blunt way. So yeah, Red Garden and of course Welcome to the NHK
two boxes.
Will be shipped in two DVD box sets in December instead of single DVDs. Like
it's what we've been asking for years.
The thing is,
they
were first licensed by was it
ADV,
ADV right?
Yeah.
But then ABD released the rights to Funimation.
Because Funimation has you know the money.
Has the money, yeah. So basically, ADV had.
Oh, also, don't forget, Pumpkin Scissors was also being boxed set as well.
Yeah, Pumpkin Scissors.
It was the whole Gonzo thing. All three of them Gonzos.
Yeah, but like the thing is, ADV had already shipped out 5 of the 6 DVDs.
Yeah. So.
But then like.
Screw you.
So you want the final one? So Funimation gets the rights. It's like, yeah, we're not gonna release the final one. We'll release the whole set. So everyone who actually wants a complete collection
yeah,
will have to.
Rebuy.
Will have 2 of every DVD except the last one. Which sucks a lot. It's going to be $50 though, which is a cheap box. Well, not a cheap box.
15 episodes.
Cheap for a new box, I guess. It's a new box, right? But yeah, it sucks. Like, Pumpkin Scissors is going to be released in 2 boxes. Again, $60 per box.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that sucks.
Now on to the next one.
On we go. Sengoku Basura Action Games will now have an anime. Confirmed for 2009.
Look at these big names that are involved in this.
Yeah, like you have
IG.
Production IG, which is going to animate it. You have the Tsubasa director, Kawasaki. You have the Basilisk writer.
Awesome writer. Basilisk.
Because you like Basilisk.
It was awesome, man. Honestly, the story is great.
But yeah, Sengoku Basura, otherwise known as Devil Kings, is an action adventure game. I believe it's an arcade game.
Yeah, it's arcade.
It's an arcade game. So. Yeah, so it's cool. It's kind of like seeing Guilty Gear animated.
That would be pretty cool.
Why
well, haven't they done that already? That should be like a no-brainer.
That should.
You know
yeah.
what? Someone should buy the some North American company should buy the like Fox should buy the rights to that and make
to Guilty Gear
and make a live action.
And they'll
Guilty
like
Gear.
Remove all the weapons and give them like giant inflatable hammers.
No. Instead of swords and like. Yo-yos, I'll give them guns and they'll just shoot each other. It'd be like a western.
Hey, Bridget, what? It was Bridget who used the gun or yo-yo, wasn't it?
No, yeah, Bridget was yo-yo.
Yeah, so
dude,
Bridget
I said dude. He is a dude.
I know he is a dude, but I said he kicked ass with a yo-yo.
He
I thought
did.
You fun with a yo-yo.
It was good. Yo-yo was good, but I mean,
yo-yo
guns. If North America, it just happened. Guns.
Yeah. Next one, we're actually going to relate 2 articles together. This is in a more serious respect, and it's not actually. Related to anime, more so the Lolita Shota child pornography animation thing. That about sums it up.
Basically, virtual child porn.
UNICEF Japan, which is a branch of UNICEF, and everyone knows what UNICEF is. They continue to push against the virtual child porn because they say that children are exploited by this anime that depicts
but
sexual.
This is
abuse.
What I don't get. I mean. Do the guys basically have children as models and then they just draw them? Or is this like from fantasy to their mind?
No,
I mean,
it's just some writers who have these weird fantasies
so,
in
I mean,
their minds that are
okay.
drawn out.
So let's get this straight. If I'm a writer and I read a horrifically dreadful murder story where this dude, you know, macerates all these people, am I considered a horrible individual or just a creative genius?
Depends.
So
depends on who's looking at you.
So if an artist to draw, you know, a vile, you know, pornographic image of children doing horrible, horrible things, is he considered a pedophile or an artist?
I don't know. It depends on what you're having your 2 kids do. Or it depends on whether they're kids or not. You could have 2, like, prepubescent kids. Or they look prepubescent kids.
So, like, I'm 30 years old, but I look like I'm 8.
Yeah, but...
Is that justified?
It breaks a boundary, because there's a difference between, like, the whole... Like, in regular ecchi anime, I don't know, like, fan service... Routed anime, they're all still wearing their clothes. They're not having sex. So you have no idea whether they're mature on the inside or not. But with like...
Hentais?
The hentai anime thing, they're all having sex. And you can tell whether they look like kids or not. So it's a
but
bit more obvious.
It's true.
So that's the way I looked at it. Because like you have... Like we've reviewed a number of shows where like... You look at the characters and like, there's no way they're high schoolers. There's no way they're college students.
That is true.
Like,
but I mean,
the best example is Sensei no Ojikan, Doki Doki School Hours. You have a teacher who's 24, 27 years old, and she's like the height of an 8-year-old, and she looks like an 8-year-old.
Well, there isn't a blue group. Well, there is. She does have some fan service things going on.
She has like one scene.
The swimsuit episode.
One scene.
Yeah, that's true.
One scene.
No,
they more fan service some of the guys in that series actually.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, should these people be punished for making virtual child porn?
It will be a long and expensive argument. Because, like, there's a ban against the virtual kind. It's being tested in American courts. I don't think it will hold in American courts.
I mean, you're not really violating children to get these porn.
Because the thing is, this is actually a big industry in Japan.
Child porn? Well,
child porn. But, like...
Virtual child porn?
Hentai is a big market.
Okay, adult entertainment.
Adult entertainment.
That is a big market. I'm not going to argue with that.
Adult entertainment of the shoda and lolita kind.
Also a really big market.
Okay,
so what, do they want to shut that down or something?
If they shut that down, like...
You're losing money. Like,
because they're saying the images of children in swimsuits in sexual poses as well as anime depicting sexual abuse are not regulated. You say sexual abuse. How do you know that they're being abused?
Well, I mean, if an 8-year-old is getting ass fucked, you know she's getting abused.
Maybe they wanted it. You never know.
It's true.
So all you have to do is tell the writers, write it so that they look like they're
Kodomo Jigen, there you go. I just came to my mind.
Oh, no lymphas. And she actually does want to be raped.
Exactly.
But,
so, I mean, you know, she wants it. But what can you do?
No, but, like, it's because you're drawing the images, right? So, I don't know. I think we're all going to get
this
horrible flames from, like, talking
this
about
this. This is an argument to be continued, okay?
Like, Russia has banned child pornography. Or actually, yes. Well, every country has banned child pornography.
Wow.
But the virtual kind is, like... Actually, Japan has a 3-year study going on,
so we'll figure it out in three years.
So, I don't know how you study it. You, like, just give this, like, please watch this and tell us your opinions.
And then it'll be a secret. Yeah, that's true.
And, like, also linked to this,
the Japanese parliament,
they've also have taken petitions both for and against the child porn ban thing. Like, some people say that this is disgusting, this is child porn, get rid of it. And then you have the other group saying,
This is art.
Take it off, or don't put it together with child porn. And then, yeah, because you had 10,449 people sign the petition, say that this is a danger to society. This puts young girls at risk.
What about the other side?
Blah. The other side, they had 225 signatures saying that you should remove hentai from child porn. So, I think 10,000 signatures and 200 signatures show is a really big difference. But then, like, I think the people who want to sign the four Lolita Shota petition, they're probably too afraid to do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised I got 200 to begin with.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I said...
I think it's mainly the artists would do it.
Like I said, this is like an argument that's going to go on for at least a while back. And we'll talk about it. Hopefully the future would update.
And yes, send us emails about your opinion. Like, whether you make it, draw it, watch it, or have no idea what's about and want to know more. Yeah.
Yeah, email comments, people.
Yes, we're going to start up a debate on this. Make it a forum.
We are.
Next article, because we need to move on.
U.S.
And
Canadian laws. But we'll start with the U.S.
We're about to talk about U.S. and Canadian laws, because that's so exciting. The U.S. Has... kind of retightened their copyright laws, which allows them to seize all equipment related to pirating.
So basically, in the past, if you had like an apartment where you make bootlegs, and the police came in, they would seize your actual DVDs, not your equipment.
Take all your bootlegs.
Now they'll seize your equipment as well, which I kind of find odd how they had to do like legislation to get this article
passed. Yeah, which
passed.
Makes sense.
It's
like,
dude, it's common sense. If I'm going to seize your equipment, if I'm going to seize the material, I might as well seize the equipment as well. It's like you go to a crack den. You seize all the crack, but the material to make crack is still there.
Yeah. But actually, no, yeah, with grow ops, we're going to take all the pot, but we're going
to
leave everything you need
to
grow more pot.
Yeah, exactly.
But actually, Canada, our conservative party,
Harper.
Our Stephen Harper. They've passed some laws as well to reform our copyright.
It was the
Bill C-61.
The whole illegal thing, which I don't know. It's a huge article.
Yeah, copyright reforms have been happening lately because it's the digital age.
If I remember correctly, Bill C-61 was being argued just as he dissolved Parliament.
Wasn't Bill C-61 the one where limiting freedom of speech? Like they don't want violent and sex related materials on screen.
I think it was tax credits
or something.
It was fan subs. Something to do with fan subs.
All right, there's the fan sub one.
Yeah, right? That's the fan sub one. Yeah.
To removing phantoms, but yeah, I don't want to go because this is all law and
actually, if you go to the Anime Roundtable, episode 50 something, 53,
Adam, I wouldn't know, but okay.
Adam, the lawyer, the hentai lawyer there, he's an actual lawyer. He speaks on great lengths about this.
He's an actual hentai lawyer.
Yes, he has a website, hentailawyer.com.
But if you want to know more about this, we're probably not the podcast
because we're not
that's going into the detail, but. Yeah, well, I'll probably put a link up and you can find out all you need to know about this, about the copyright laws and how to get away with your bootlegging.
Not that
we support it. Again, we earlier talked about Mamoru Oshii and his greatness. He will test himself again, actually, because he did the whole, we talked about his stage play debut. He will actually write a samurai, he's developing and writing a samurai film on Miyamoto Musashi, the greatest samurai of Japan ever. Even though I don't know that many samurai from Japan, but his name kind of rings a bell. So he's actually writing the Musashi Miyamoto film called The Dream of Riding with Two Swords.
Because honestly, you can't have one sword, you need two. And three is just too heavy.
Because he has two swords. How many samurais have two swords?
Having one sword is the samurai way, but two
is
Sesshomaru
thingy.
No,
I can only remember Sesshomaru has two swords.
Bleach, the two captains that have two swords?
Yeah, but they suck.
That's true, they do.
They don't do anything.
Yeah, we haven't seen them do anything yet.
And they're not samurai.
That's true.
Even though neither is Sesshomaru, but still.
True.
So basically it's a production IG anime film because of course Mamoru Oshii, he's on contract with production IG, so he can't really leave if he wanted to. But the film is scheduled for early summer 2009. It is an anime film, WSA. It's not a live action, though I probably would have liked it more if it was a live action.
True.
But then of course Mamoru Oshii has no real experience with live action. Except that stage play we talked about earlier. But maybe he'll work on that. So yeah.
On to our next one.
On to the next one. Sven's probably going to talk about this. This was
Shikibani Hime Ake. An amazing, amazing, amazing show that has been confirmed by Funimation. In other words, you cannot get subs for this anywhere because Funimation is releasing free subs.
Yeah.
But, they're behind. A lot. They're behind quite a bit.
So Shikibane Hime Aka, it's Gainax's newest horror anime thingy.
13 episodes, manga series pretty
good. Yeah, 13 episodes is about this corpse princess or whatever. She's kind of undead herself and she's killing other undead.
She has to kill 108 souls to get into heaven. It's like Soul Eater where that's like 99 souls or 100 souls to do something.
To do something.
Like Inuyasha, to collect all the shards to...
Yeah.
Something. It's one of those collecting something until you get something.
Yeah.
So, but the difference between those ones and this is 13 episodes. Pretty sure she's going to kill all the corpses she needs to kill. And then, she'll go to heaven. I think that's how it's going to end.
She will.
Hopefully.
She will.
She will go to heaven. That's what I think it will
happen. That's kind of pretty standard. But then, like you said, because Funimation acquired it earlier, now people are what the hell? We want to watch it kind of thing. So, what Funimation is doing, they're putting it up on YouTube and whatnot.
Hula.
And you can also download it for $2 on the Funimation
okay,
site.
So I can stream it for free, right? Or I can download it.
It
oh, isn't
for
that
$2
amazing?
On the Funimation
amazing.
Site. So it's up to you. It's because all these companies are trying to deal with the major downlink from Japan.
What's it called? On Crunchyroll.
The Gonzo thingy?
Yeah,
the Gonzo thingy.
Yeah.
But, next article.
I recommend everyone watches this. We'll review it in
Shikibaihime?
We'll review it one day.
One day.
Yeah, hopefully.
Like, I don't want to pay for it. So, one day.
Well, one day.
So, to those who know Onigai Teacher, Onigai Twins,
please teacher, please twins. The aliens. Alien Teacher, yes.
Yes, it sounds very dirty, but it's not very dirty.
Oh, it's dirty.
Okay, yeah.
It could be very dirty. Have you seen her? She is really dirty.
But all it's about
huge
is pleasing a teacher and pleasing twins. Okay, I say no more. But some fans of these series, they raised about $1,200 US, like 120,000 yen, to actually restore the Lake Kizaki Springs, which is like an area in Western Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's Western Japan. And like it's kind of breaking down, tourism's going down. The whole area is kind of going wrong. So they raised some money to actually like restore it to its natural beauty. Because this was the area that actually inspired Onigai Twins, Onigai Teacher. So the fans are like, hey, this is the place that inspired this anime, but it's gone to crap. So it's like people who watch this series and like they say, based on a real area in Japan, is like, wait, I want to go to this place because this place looks so cool. And they go there and it looks like utter shit. It's like, that's not right.
We have to fix it up. It's like that episode of Simpsons where they're in the park and they have to raise, and she's like, this park has gone to hell. You know what we should do? We should have a carnival. Ah, those junior leagues beat you to it.
Yeah.
But so they raised some money, which is, you know, amazing. $1,200
cool.
That's us.
$1,200 and basically it like restores, it like maintains the street lights.
I'm surprised $1,200 can maintain
that.
This place. This place is like it's pretty expensive.
Yeah. But because there's actually a tradition of like lighting up the lake. Like
throwing like glowing light things.
Yeah, they light up the lake from July to September. So to make it all look nice, it's kind of like a lighting festival, and they were gonna get rid of that. So basically, this money has helped to maintain the streetlight festival thingy and to make it all look nice. It's kind of cool because like I watched 5 centimeters per second, and there was actually one little extra thing where it actually showed at the town that was that the director went to like or the writer or drawer or whatever.
Well,
the town that's based on, right? And like I saw the photos. And like his drawings looked exactly like the photos. I'm like, wow, he drew it very well. And I actually want to go to that place. But yeah, it's kind of cool.
Next.
Death Note. Kenichi Matsuyama.
Matsuyama.
He is known as L. Well, he's done a few others.
He was in Detroit Metal City.
Yeah, he was in Detroit Metal City. He's done a few films. But he was L in the live action Death Note.
Wait,
Death
what is,
Note
what
last
is, what is
movies.
APF stand for you? Well, Asia Pacific. Wait.
Yeah, the Asian Pacific Network or something like that. So he's won an award.
Has he won it?
He's won the second APN award. Yeah, he has won.
Okay.
He has won. Because he made big contributions to like the Asian Pacific film industry. So yeah, he's probably done quite a bit of stuff other than be L from Death Note. But everyone in the anime world knows him as L from Death Note. So yeah, congratulations. I personally found you didn't do well. Actually, I think you were better than Light in the movies. But I guess that's not saying too much.
Well, Light. No, he is Light.
Yeah, even though Light has a lot of acting experience, but next article, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, guns. Wait, no
guns.
I'm
what?
Sorry. Where did guns come from? It's guitars. Bandai Network to sell Bleach guitars in Japan. Plain and simple, a guitar. They look.
These guitars are actually going to be like
what kind of guitars are these again?
What kind of guitars? I don't know. I'll post up a link to see what these guitars don't look that good, but the design is very it's like a Fernandez Z.
So it's the Fernandez type. I knew it looked familiar. It's the Fernandez.
Like I recognize it from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. One of the
guitarist.
Yeah.
No, because
I personally don't
look like a Fender, so
of course it's not a Fender, but
but basically
you have these guitars with Bleach designs on them, right? So
what is it? Cone is one of them. Bleach.
Yeah, so you have three designs. One's called like a Fire Soul, Cone Star, and also Death and Strawberry.
Death and Strawberry. Because Ichigo.
Death and Strawberry doesn't look that good.
I mean, actually, personally, if it was me,
so
I'd go for
Fire Soul, Cone Star. Look at Death and Strawberry. It has.
Fire Soul looks awesome, honestly.
Fire Soul looks okay. But yeah, It'll probably be crazy expensive.
Oh, they haven't set a price yet.
Price hasn't been
set. Oh, but there's a limit. There's only 360 limited edition pairs.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the shoes.
Yes. Viz has also released Bleach shoes, or will release Bleach shoes.
I remember the Naruto shoes. Those are sick.
The Naruto shoes? Oh my god.
But those
would pay for those? Or who would pay the overinflated prices?
People actually pay money for that. Let's see how much of these look like. These limited edition shoes.
The shoes?
Yeah.
They're like offering. $65.
No, let's go to the offering. I'm going to actually take a look at a picture at it.
We don't have time.
I know, but look, dude, shoes.
But anyway, I think they've wasted a lot of money on these things,
On the side, wallets and
like I don't know why people would the Naruto Akatsuki shoes. Like, what is wrong with people who buy these things?
I don't know, man. But they do. They strive the economy. They don't do anything with the economy. Those are bad.
No, because these are just cheap ways of making money. It's not a quality product either. Every year we go to these conventions, we see a lot of these shoddy products.
Oh, the Alchemist watches?
The Alchemist watches? I kind of regret buying mine.
$20, man, honestly. And it died after how many weeks?
Yeah.
It is
a very shoddy watch.
It's they put in dead batteries. Anyways, let's go on to the next piece.
The next piece.
Dragon Ball vending machines. Those are the vending machines that have those little dolls.
Yeah,
toys.
Those round...
Glass dolls. No.
What?
Dolls in little glass containers. Plastic containers. Plastic spherical containers.
You know those round ball vending machines?
How much do they cost? About $2 a piece.
Yeah, they're
pretty cheap.
Bucks.
They're small, about an inch tall.
Yeah, I buy them all the time, actually.
You're in Chinatown every week.
Because I like buying those keychains and all those little figures that you
I bought my Bleach keychain March of 2 years ago, and I still have it. It's on my keychain.
Because
awesome.
I think these vending machines are pretty cool because I don't like buying something right there I can see. I like the whole surprise of it. You put your money in, you turn it, and this ball comes out and what is it? You open it up, it's something you don't want, so you put more money in to try to get the one you want.
You know, that's exactly what they were thinking when they were designing it. They're like, okay, we're gonna get some person.
We're gonna put all the crappy characters on the bottom.
Yes.
And stick all the crappy characters
awesome.
On the top.
So they can see the good characters, they look from the top, and they're like, sure, I'll put my money in, turn, oh, I got a crappy character. More money, turn, oh,
yeah.
Another
and
crappy
actually,
character.
Yeah, the reason why we're talking about these vending machines, or the Dragon Ball vending machines, three people were arrested for actually stealing the vending machine. Stealing the actual machine, which costs about $140 US. And there were 20 figures inside.
That's
so yeah, they identified the people from the fingerprints. They found the machine after it was abandoned in a park. So I think they took all the things inside and abandoned the park, and then
they stole $40 worth of toys or figurines. And these aren't high quality figurines. They're cheap figurines.
They're not. Well, yeah, they are cheap, but still, it's cool.
Yeah,
they're one of them's a 21-year-old. And the other two are two 16-year-olds. They're two high school guys and one concrete construction worker. So yeah, they're all idiots.
Yeah, idiots, man. Don't steal, people. If you steal, don't get caught.
Don't leave your fingerprints on the vending machine.
Gloves, people. Come on. Rule number one when stealing anything: gloves.
So next article is about Funimation because they are the ultimate monopoly over everything.
Well, I'm Bandai.
They are suing California retail sites over them selling bootlegs. I think some people know the Discount Anime DVD. It's actually a number of them, N Trading, Inc., Discount Anime DVD, BuyDVD.com, a bunch of these sites. They've been selling bootlegs, which is bad. And some of these bootlegs had English dubbing, which is supposedly even worse, because bootlegs, when you're selling fan subs, that's bad. But if you're selling bootlegs of the English one, the English companies get majorly pissed.
Because, dude, they had to pay actors to dub. If you're selling fan subs, okay, fine. You're selling a Japanese copy of it. I'm still pissed.
We didn't do anything
work
on it.
We're still pissed that you did it, and we're gonna be pissed about it. But dude, if you're making copies of our
DVDs
that we remastered and had actors work on. Oh, all hell's gonna be
so like some copies that were sold, big names. Of course, there's always big names: Fruits Basket,
DBZ.
Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, FMA. like Full Metal Alchemist, like all these are big titles. So, yeah, don't sell bootlegs again.
But yeah,
like,
we really don't
encourage it.
Don't buy bootlegs.
Don't buy. Yeah. Well, yes, don't buy bootlegs.
Okay, people, because that's what you're doing. You're encouraging them. By buying, you're encouraging.
Yeah, if you want bootlegs, just steal them, because they can't stop you from stealing them. Because what are they going to do? Tell the police? Yeah, he stole my bootlegs.
Exactly. Walk in there, it's like, yeah, how much is this? It's $5. Oh, you know, I got my $5 for my car. Let me just go get it for you. You get in the car and drive away.
No, I wouldn't even. I would just take it and leave. What are they going to do?
Well, the dude's pretty bigger than you, or faster than you. Like, you know,
yeah,
hurting you. DBZ or DB.
Yeah, since we're on the topic of DB. Dragon Ball has been reawoken. We're not talking about the live action movie. Actual Dragon Ball has been reawoken.
We'll talk about that like in January when an actual trailer comes out.
But yeah, the Dragon Ball manga creator, Akira Toriyama.
Toriyama?
He's written a new story. He says, yeah, I'm gonna milk this franchise some more.
Yes, I'll bring it back from the dead.
And he's gonna be streaming.
Hey, he's your brother, Table.
An anime special of Dragon Ball. Yeah, so
basically, it's about Vegeta's younger brother. So they have to invent some new characters.
Vegeta's younger brother's name Table. Come on,
I'm wondering why Vegeta's named because of his father. Yeah, so I'm guessing his uncle would be named like
Cabinet.
Chair.
I don't know, but like the first, yeah, Dragon Ball anime episode. This is the first new Dragon Ball anime episode in a decade.
Decade. It's crazy.
This is to celebrate the 49th issue of Weekly Shonen Jump. So they asked the creator of Dragon Ball, like, yeah, can you like make an episode for us? And like, yeah.
Yeah, we're totally ignoring everything else too. Cause there's other new stuff too.
Yeah, there's other stuff like Tegami Bachi and Romance Dawn. Like these are two other anime specials that are going to be done.
One Piece? Is that One Piece? One Piece.
That is One Piece. But, Romance Dawn is actually, Romance Dawn is something that got adapted and it evolved into One Piece. So I think Romance Dawn is like the prequel to One Piece or something. Some weird thing like that. So yeah,
These episodes will be streamed free online starting November the 24th.
But there aren't going to be any fan subsidies, so just watch for the sake of hey, this is Dragon Ball, this is new Dragon Ball with in a decade,
and it's
hey,
free.
This is
it's
Romance
free.
Dawn, which is supposedly the pre One Piece.
It's free,
yeah. And also Tegami Bachi. I'm not going to talk about that. All right. They haven't indicated whether you can stream outside of Japan though.
Yeah.
So who knows if they're gonna do the region thingy.
Oh, and with that is our news.
Yay, we made it through.
40 minutes in. Yes.
40 minutes in, yeah.
So we're gonna take a break, play you guys a promo. Awesome podcast. It goes by the name of a podcast hosted by three.
It's called Weeaboobies,
yeah.
I think.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, it's Weeaboobies.
Weeaboobies.
Yep.
So yeah, take a look at our
take a listen to this podcast, this promo for this podcast, and then we'll see where things go. But we'll be back in a few seconds afterwards. Listen to Anon Podcast.
Do you hate being the last to know all about the latest releases in anime, J-drama, and J-music?
Well, so do we. Here at Weeaboobies, a different kind of anime podcast, we love turning your fandom into our joke.
That is, months after it was actually popular.
So make sure you tune in at www.bumbleberry.org.
And I think I speak for everyone when I say this podcast deserves 2 thumbs up.
And by the way, those thumbs, they're up her butt.
Oh, Weeaboobies, where your fandom is our joke.
Yes, so that was Weeaboobies. Very interesting podcast.
Yeah, and now that you've done hearing them, you get to hear us again with our review for this episode. This episode, we will review Bus Gamer.
As you heard from the intro?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys would recognize it. Like, Bus Gamer is not that popular. Which is...
It was from what season was it?
Best Gamer?
Yeah, it was
a while ago.
It was only a few years ago.
Last season.
Spring.
I called last season a while ago. I don't know why.
It was the spring season.
Yeah. So, but like, there's a, actually a long story
behind it.
It was
overshadowed by a lot of other stuff.
Because, like, Best Gamer, it didn't even get a full volume manga. Like, the author is actually a woman, which surprised me, like, not being, like, sexist or anything. But it just didn't seem like the type of series that a woman would write. But I actually, that might be a reason why I actually personally liked it, because
there was only
it had
one,
a different touch and flair to
there,
it.
There was only one woman in the series, and she was, like, drunk most of the time.
Yeah. Well, actually, that makes sense, though.
Pissed and drunk. That's what she was. She was pissed drunk.
She was pissed. But that, I guess that's what makes sense, like, the whole Bishonen character thing. But onwards to what Bus Gamer actually is, or should I call it Biz Gamer? Basically, you have these three guys, Mishiba Toki, Nakajo Nabuto, and Saito Kazuo. These three guys, three random guys, kind of like random guys off the street, they sign up to participate in this game called the Bus Game, which is...
Well, if I remember correctly, they don't randomly sign up for this. I mean, they sent a letter. And
yeah.
Then they fill out the letter?
Basically, a letter was sent to them, right? And, like, the letter says, participate in this game, you will be handsomely rewarded kind of thing, right? So these three guys actually sign up, and they don't know each other first. They're all strangers to each other. So they all come to this meeting place, and they find out that, yeah, they have been chosen to participate in the bus game. Basically, it's an illegal dogfight. Which these huge companies, like the shadow companies, they set this dogfight where it's for gambling purposes, also for entertainment purposes, and also it's a way to gamble away each other company secrets and whatnot. So it's all bureaucratic in a dogfight sort of way.
Long story short, these three people, basically, they send out these invites to a whole shitload of people. They reply, and then these business people pick teams. Right? Each company picks their own team. Well, this company, I don't know, they never really mention what the company's name is, but they pick these three kids. Reason why they pick
well,
these
three
kids.
Well, they're not kids. Like, Nakajo is not a kid.
I think anyone under the age of 30 is a kid. Because they're all under 30. Is that 22?
Yeah. Well, Saito is only like 16.
No, see, 20 and 22.
Yeah, and Saito's 17.
17,
so,
right?
Yeah. Okay, they're young. There we go.
Okay, so all these teens,
young adults.
So these young adults, right? By the way, like, it's three episodes, so we're trying hard not to spoil anything. Three guys come together, teams.
It's a three-episode series of these three guys participating in this game where...
We should play the game. We can explain the game.
Of course you can. The game is simple. You receive this location... You have to...
I'd be home or away team.
Yeah, there's a home and away team. Therefore, if you're a home team, you're at this location first. You have to protect a disc.
Mm.
If you're an away team, you come to this location later. You try to take the disc. Whoever has the disc at the end of the night wins. Simple as that.
And basically, there's no other rules except for that. Anyway,
yeah, like, everything goes kind of thing, right? You can kill each other, beat the crap out of each other, trick each other. Do random stuff to get that disc, whatever. As long as you get that disc by the end of the night.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, everything's highly monitored.
Obviously. How else do you think they know who won at the end of
the
night?
And the whole entertainment purpose.
And it's funny because, like, when these three got together as a team, because usually when teams get together, they work cohesively.
No, these
three
each other.
Are strangers and they are like, screw you, I'm going to play this game myself and I'm going to win the big prize at the end. Because at the end of each round, you win a certain amount of money. Like, let's say you win the first round, you get, like, 10,000.
10,000 was the first
round.
But
if you win the entire, like, it works as a tournament. And if you win at the end, you get, like, a billion yen or something.
That's, like, 100, no, 10 million.
10 billion yen? I don't know.
No, a billion yen is 10 million yen, right? Or is it no, wait.
Did you say a billion yen is 10 million yen?
$10 million.
I don't know. But just a lot of money. You get a lot of money. So, therefore, they play this bus game, and so basically these three episodes, the first episode starts off, introduces the characters in the bus game. Second episode, they progress in the bus game.
Third episode, they introduce a new character in the second episode too.
Yeah, well,
he's not really a character.
I think in these three episodes, they really kind of screwed up on the introducing characters part. You really don't know who these characters are.
I mean,
it's three episodes. They did the best they can.
Like, they had so much going. That's what honestly pissed me off. Like, the backstory between, what's this guy named? Tokyo-san?
Nakajo?
Is that what his name is? Nakajo?
The long-haired guy? The old
guy? No, this dude, redhead.
Oh, Nishiba. Toki. Well, Saito calls him Toki, but Nakajo calls him Mishiba.
Yeah.
Be more polite and call him Mishiba.
No, please, polite.
Okay, you can call him Toki.
Toki-san.
But what about Toki?
Right, the whole, no, backstory between him, long-haired dude, huge backstory.
Between what, Toki and Nakajo?
Yeah, because like, honestly,
they have no relationship.
The only person who has a huge character development is blonde-haired dude.
Was Saito?
Yeah, I gotta learn these names now, honestly.
Well, 3 episodes doesn't give you much of a chance, but Saito? What do you mean?
We learned so much about him.
About what? He's a high school student.
We know about his family history.
Oh, because his father runs an electronics store?
And we know what school he goes to. He goes to a vocational school.
It's because he talks a lot. The other two don't talk. They're loners.
Yeah, so it is 10 million.
So you figured that out now.
Yeah, but, I figured it out. 10 million.
But yeah, these three don't work well together at the beginning, but then you see them gradually like become more cohesive. Like, at the beginning, because you're supposed to pick a name. They didn't pick a name, so they just went as Team No Name.
Yeah, No Name.
It's like, No Name. We're No Name. But then, like, later on, they're given the name, like, Team AAA, which helps, because, you know, in the arcade, it's AAA always wins.
Yes.
Damn that AAA.
It's funny. They're so dysfunctional. They can't even pick a name.
Saito tries very hard to get them to pick a name.
Saito wants this. He wants the whole relationship group thing. That's probably when like they turn.
And like later on, you actually find why these three were put together as a team, which I think it's a bit of a spoiler.
At the end of the first episode, they explain why.
Yeah, they explain why they were put together. And yeah, so basically, this show is about these three guys get into dogfights, fight, win, or lose, win or lose, get into a really close situation. But yeah, so it's an adventure mystery series because a lot of it's very mysterious and they're just a lot of ass kicking.
No, but like, it's so jokes, man. Honestly, like, potential. So much potential.
Yes, that's having potential. But then, like, because the manga artist only didn't even finish the whole volume because of lack of, I don't know, it was lack of something. Because it was kind of piloted, but then they didn't serialize it. And then, I guess there was no, the publishing companies didn't really
find it. Oh, right, no, I know why. Yeah, 11, the chapters were released in a magazine called Comic Rex. Basically, the Comic Rex magazine went under.
Oh, okay. So I guess, yeah, there was no support there.
And then there was no re-release. No one else wanted to pick it up. So, yeah.
That does suck. You got to pick your... Always go with Shonen Jump. Shonen Jump will never go under.
True. But, like, you know, they can't pick up random new shows, right?
I think, actually, the reason why Busgame was actually put back up into anime is because there actually is a loyal fan base. So who knows, maybe later on there. Because, like, they did the anime well because, like, the themes, I like the theme. The opening theme is, I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, right, she did do that.
The voice, Sayuki.
The artist who
did Sayuki.
Yeah, Sayuki, Sayuki Reloaded, Sayuki Gaiden.
But like, the voice actors, like the three main voice actors are huge names. Like,
let's not forget, Suzumi. No,
Suzuma
wait.
Kenichi?
Yep, Kenichi. He did, Kamwa?
Yeah, he did Kamui.
Kamui?
From the TV series.
And then he plays Mishiba?
Mishiba Toki.
Yep. And then
yes.
We have
Suabe Junichi.
Who played Fuma, who was Kamui's rival.
So yeah, you have like two big people who are like Kamui.
Yeah, but then let's not forget, he also did Shin? He did Shin, right?
Shin?
He did Shin, right?
No.
Levi! He did Levi! Oh my god, this guy's huge. He did Levi. He did Shin Asuka.
Okay.
This is Kamui, the guy who did Kamui. He did
East. But like, yes, I don't think we should not have, like, euphoria from like, these names. But yeah, the three characters are big names. Like, the ending theme, it's the same song. It's actually sung by all three of them. Like, the first episode, the ending theme is sung by one of them. The second ending theme sung by another one, and the third ending theme is sung by the third. So it's basically these three guys.
Same
song,
sung by three different people.
Yeah, so it's kind of
interesting.
So yeah, it has much, much potential. And I actually liked it, even though this is my type of series, which says a lot, actually. So I think it's...
I don't know. Personally speaking, the animation style really got to me.
I like the animation style. It's like down and dirty. It's like, get down to nitty gritty of it. We're going to beat the shit out of other people. You don't need to be light, bright, or clean.
Yeah, the cleanness is what got me. It was
You didn't like
rough.
The... It was supposed
Hugely
to
rough.
Be rough. They're supposed to be rough.
Okay, so if I'm an artist and I set out to paint something, and it comes
no.
out horrible, and I say,
no.
they go, but this looks horrible. I meant to make it bad.
No, but
is that what you say? I meant to make it bad?
The manga is different.
Yeah.
When they animate it, what you're describing is the way they animate it. The manga obviously is
No, the,
different,
the,
right?
The manga's better. It's ridiculously better. Look at it. It's the manga.
But yeah, I liked it. Music, I liked. The music throughout the whole thing.
The music
was
cool. You heard the opening
was
theme,
good.
Right?
The story.
Potential. So much potential.
There's a lot of potential there.
Three episodes.
So.
It didn't do justice. I mean, I can see why there's a loyal fan
like,
base.
I'm going to say it now. The ending leaves much to be desired. Even though, obviously, at the end of a three-episode series, it's a no-brainer that you're not going to be satisfied by the end of three. Or, like, either way. Or you didn't like it at the beginning. Therefore, you won't like the end. Or you like it and you don't like the end because you like it. So, either way. For people who like the series and don't like it,
watch the first episode.
The ending
Honestly,
will kill
the first
you.
Episode will, if you like the series, yeah, the ending will kill you.
The first
episode alone gives you pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
that's
it does. No,
I,
the first episode was a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it was. It was a cliffhanger. A
horrible cliffhanger, too.
Well, you Stupid. Need cliffhangers in these types
to
of series.
To keep you going to the second episode, which I
So you can actually finish the series.
And then the second episode ends in a cliffhanger.
So I don't see
third.
Why anyone shouldn't finish the series because it's, again, it's three episodes, whether you like it or not. Just see it
An hour and a half, man. That's a movie. Hop it in and watch it.
It's a movie. Actually, yeah, it would have worked as a movie.
It would have
worked as a movie.
So yeah, nice. What do you give it?
I am going to give it a B because B for potential.
Yes, B for potential. I was actually not as satisfied. You know, I'm giving it a C. A solid C.
That's a new low.
I know. Well, I know. Actually, I went with D for Line Girls, right? I mean, don't be starting Line Girls. I think that's about it, right?
Probably about it. Congratulations to Mr. Obama
for winning.
It's kind of expected, but
no.
South.
Don't get me wrong, man. You know, I support Obama because of who he is. I don't support him because of what he's going to do. Personally speaking, you know, I'm not a huge politician. No, politician. You're a
political person.
There you go. Political person. I'm not a huge political person.
I am a political
but,
junkie.
He's promising gold.
I don't really get the supporters. Like, I remember I was watching a newscast and like.
Everyone's black.
No, okay, not just that. But the reporter asked, like, why do you support Obama?
He's black.
Because he's black. I'm like. Yes, and I'm waiting for you to redeem yourself.
No, he doesn't.
It's like I gotta support my African brother.
No, I hated the whenever they interview a McCain supporter. Like, there's this girl in Times Square. They're interviewing her, and like her friend was an Obama supporter, and she was a McCain supporter.
All
right,
I saw that. Yeah.
And it's like, so
it's
why
like
why'd you vote for McCain? Well, I had to vote for someone, right?
I had to vote for someone.
I mean, I had no one else to vote for. It might as well have been him.
I know.
But
then, like, I was telling people who like have no idea about this election, and like they have no idea like who's running and whatnot, and I explained who the candidates are. Like, one of them is a black man, and the other is a 72-year-old.
No, doesn't matter. It's
still
a black person.
No,
I'm giving into that.
No, because actually, I was telling my grandmother this
mm-hmm.
because she's somehow interested in politics. So I said, one of the candidates is a black man, and she's like, no, I wouldn't vote for a black man. Like, she's old, and obviously she has that whole racial thing, right? Mm-hmm. And, like I said, the other person is a 72-year-old man. And
I got for the black person.
And then she's like, why is he so old? and then it's like, oh, these are the two candidates. She's like, is there no one else in America to lead America?
An old man or a black man?
So you're stuck with the choices of a black man and a 72-year-old man? And then she was like, what's the world coming to?
When we have to choose between an old man or a black man.
But no, like, I think they're both good leaders. Like,
yeah,
I think they both could have... They both had potential to become president of the United States. Whether they're good or bad, I'm not going to say. But I think they both had potential. Like, I think... I like McCain's failing speech. I like... Because I like watching failing speeches. I like watching them see what they say when they lose. Makayma's like, yes, America has made their decision. They've chosen Barack Obama, and I congratulate Mr. Obama. And I'd like to give thanks to the best running mate ever, Miss Sarah Palin. And he tries so hard to keep a straight face.
Is she married?
Yeah, to Todd Palin.
Without a dude standing next to her on the flat, I feel so bad for that guy. Who are you? I'm the wife of Sarah Palin.
What?
Like that's how he introduced himself. It's like, yeah, who are you? I'm Todd Palin. And they, are you Sarah Palin's husband? Yes, I am. Wow.
So what do you do for a living? I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Exactly.
Well, your wife is a governor of a state. So yeah, being married to anyone in high political office always kind of makes you feel low, no matter what. But yeah, I think we're going into politics a little too much, so yeah.
We are. Oh, so yeah, today's Wednesday. Episode should be up by Sunday.
Well, Wednesday in our time
frame.
Which
is November the 5th.
Yeah, so
episode should
hopefully,
be up.
Yeah, we'll try to keep going with our schedule. We've been doing very well, I think.
We're gonna do this whole release an episode by Sunday. So Sunday will be release day.
So yeah, if you're listening to this, that means it's not Sunday yet.
If you're listening to this, it's past Sunday. And if you are listening to this on the day it's released, it's Sunday. So yeah, so Sunday, guys. Sunday. Right, logos will there'll be updates to the page. Check it out.
Yeah,
images,
play around with our site.
Logos.
Try to break it. Yeah.
We'll actually finally have logos and stuff. So, but anyways, I'm Sven.
And I'm Daisuke.
And we're signing off.